Hi, my name is Paul Matthew Carr, and I haven't done one of these in a while. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this thing that I do. It's called the LCast. I'm Paul Matthew Carr. I like to make things up and write them down. As I just mentioned, I haven't done one of these, that is, the LCast, in quite a while. About 2 years, in fact. Maybe a little bit longer. Not exactly sure. Probably should research the details before I start talking, but regardless, it's been a long time. There's a reason for this, which I'll get to in a moment. But first, now, if you're a longtime listener of this program, which, let's face it, you're not. I've seen the numbers. I'm pretty sure you're not listening right now. Unless, of course, you're that one dedicated listener whom I can always count on for at least one download. What's up, Mom? How's it going? Anywho, if by some chance you have listened to this program before, you will know that what this is, or rather what it was a storytelling podcast. What I usually did was I would read a story or an essay. These were original pieces, somewhat biographical in nature, but highly fictionalized, with a brief introduction to get the listener in the mood or whatnot. Well, for a variety of reasons, I kind of gave up on that. One of the reasons, on the more professional side, the business side of things, several of the stories I wanted to read on the program were also ones I intend to or am attempting to get published, you know, in legitimate publications, on paper, the kind you physically hold in your hand, old school. Well, at least that's the idea, anyway. I started to come to the conclusion that what I'm actually doing is engaging in a hobby where I collect as many rejection letters as I possibly can. And I can tell you, the collection is coming along quite nicely. I'm planning on building a new wing to house it. But to be clear, though, in the publishing world, if you want something in print, typically the publisher will want the story to be previously unpublished. There are exceptions to this, you know, if you're a famous or sought-after author, for example, which, needless to say, I am not. And when you put something on a podcast or in a blog, that's considered published, believe it or not, and you will be rejected immediately. So all the pieces I'm attempting to get published, I'm not going to read on this show. So that leaves, well, I don't want to say it's my B material, but yeah, it's totally my B material. And if I'm honest, it really wasn't that good. So that's one reason the show trailed off. It was a good idea at the time, but the new material, well, kind of dried up. Another reason why I stopped doing this was, on a personal level, various reasons. I had limited free time. I was working two full-time jobs at the time and was still attempting to produce two other podcasts, maintain a blog, write a novel. That always sounds pretentious when I say it out loud, but not to mention other things like, you know, see my family and sleep. Finding time for all these things has been difficult. All that being said, things have freed up a bit more recently. So here I am, back to doing this thing that I do with a new, invigorated purpose. But that being said, I'm going to make some changes to this podcast, one of which is that I'm going to start doing it again. That's a pretty major change. The other major change is that it's not simply going to be reading stories, but instead I'll be doing reviews and reflections, but not exactly the way you would typically see someone do a review. Let me explain. I'll be talking about stuff I like and find interesting, books, films, TV, comics. They will be reviews in a sense. However, I will be presenting these things in a more reflective way. That is to say, I'm not a professional critic. I'm not an academic. What I am is a storyteller. And so when I talk about these subjects, it will be doing so in an anecdotal way, with an eye towards nostalgia. I will attempt to add some historical perspective to the things I discuss, but primarily I will set my eye firmly on the story behind the story on a personal level. See, I don't believe things exist in a vacuum. Where you see a thing or read a thing and who you see it with, etc. It's all part of the experience of that thing. For instance, I remember the first time I read The Lord of the Rings. Now, this is a book I adore, and I reread it every couple of years. But the first time I read it, I was 9 or 10, and my family was on vacation in the Poconos in Pennsylvania. It was summer, and I had an old beat-up paperback of The Fellowship of the Ring, and I read it in the afternoons on a dingy tan fabric love seat. We're staying in an old A-frame ski chalet, the front of which was all windows that looked out onto a large grass lawn. And I remember the late summer sun was shining through those windows on me as I read. And as I was reading, I looked up, and there, on the grass, was a beautiful white-tailed deer, grazing. When I looked up, she looked up, and for a moment, our eyes met. It was just a second or two, but for that brief time, we saw and were seen by one another, and it was lovely and magical. And then it was over. She bounded off into the trees, and I went back to reading. Now, no matter how often or how many times I read The Fellowship of the Ring, I can see that deer. I can feel the warm rays of sunlight shining through the wall of windows. I can smell the grass and the wildflowers, and I'm just a child, and the world is lovely and magical. So that's what I mean when I say I'll be taking a more anecdotal approach to various subjects. I will still occasionally be reading original stories, but there'll be one specifically written for this podcast and not rushed, and I'm going to give myself time to craft it into a better story. I have a notion to dramatize them as well, but we'll see how much acting enthusiasm I can muster. In addition, I'm going to have this running side by side with my blog, Daddy Elk Productions, specifically my personal site, paulmatthewcarr.com, so that my writing and my talking can complement and supplement one another. It'll be like a vast web of entertainment. That's the idea anyway. So now, enough prelude. Let's get to the main content for this episode. Because this is a relaunch, and for most people, this will be the first episode you'll ever hear, I'm going to go way back to the first thing I ever recorded. My website, my network of websites, is called Daddy Elk. And that's probably the question I get asked most, is why is it called Daddy Elk? What does that mean? Well, way back on the first episode of this podcast, it wasn't even called the Elkcast then, I didn't even have a name for it, I told the story of how that name came about. And when I say it was the first thing I ever recorded, it was literally the first thing I ever recorded. I had this chintzy microphone, bad quality, and an old laptop with a loud fan that whirled and made a terrible noise. And I really didn't know what I was doing, but I sat down and I just did it. And, you know, now I have a few years of podcasting under my belt and I kind of know what I'm doing a little bit better, at least. For instance, I can totally get rid of fan noise now. Hey, fan!
Yay!
Get out of here, will you?
Aww.
Thank you. Hey, everyone. That was my get rid of fan noise skit. That is the type of high-quality content you can expect on this relaunched version of the Elkcast. But anyway, the name Daddy Elk. So I've told this story before, and I'm still going to leave that first episode I recorded up as sort of an archive, but I want to tell it again as a way basically to reintroduce myself and reintroduce the show. And I think it's a great way to let you know basically where I'm coming from and how I'm going to approach episodes in the future. So here it is, the story behind the name. My family and I live in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, just outside Denver, Colorado. We're lucky. We live in an area that's still full of open spaces, blue skies, where the smell of wild roses and wild sage and pine is all around you. On any given day, you can see a variety of animals. Mule deer and foxes wander the fields. Owls and hawks hover overhead, and if you're lucky, or maybe not so lucky, you can spot a bear or a mountain lion. Also, there are elk. At certain times of the year, the elk will gather in large numbers in our area, and some will rest in the shade of an aspen grove behind our house. Often, before we started our day, my daughter and I would sit and watch them. On one such morning, when she was very young, just learning to talk, She turned to me and said, "The ones that have the antlers are the daddies. The ones that don't are the mommies." Well, I told her that was an astute observation and that she was the most brilliant child in all the world. She decided then to count them. "One daddy, two daddies, three daddies, four daddies," she said. And then, turning to me, she pointed. "Five daddies," she said. "You're my daddy elk." She hugged me then around the neck. And I held her in my arms, and I never wanted that moment to end. I never wanted her to let go. So that's the story of the name. Just a small moment on a quiet day, but it meant the world to me. I hope you enjoyed that. Thank you all for listening. I'm excited to be doing this again. I have a lot of ideas bopping around in my head, and I just want to get them out, and hopefully I will do so in a somewhat enjoyable way. I'd love to hear your thoughts, so please send me an email, send me a comment, ask a question, anything you like. Send me an email to elkcast@daddyelk.com, or hit me up on Twitter @daddyelk is my handle. Or you can go to my website, paulmatthewcarr.com, and leave a comment on this individual episode. I really do love hearing from you, and I really want to hear what you have to say. I'd love to start a conversation, basically. So I should have another episode up in about 2 weeks' time, and they're going to be short. It's my plan for these is something between 15-30 minutes, unless I really start to ramble for a while, which is a possibility. So again, new episode up in about 2 weeks' time. It'll be on a classic movie. I'll put some stuff up on Twitter once I finalize what it is exactly I'm going to talk about. Until then, thank you all for listening, and I hope you enjoy the Elkcast in the future. Bye, everybody. The Elkcast is a Daddy Elk production.